Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I feel like I need to explain if you don't know this already, right now. My wife is in chemotherapy, and we have tried to take things and work things to where I don't miss any work. That's what it boils down to. And to that end, we're doing everything we can. The problem that we're running into, which I would not have believed this would have been a problem, but apparently, with all of the COVID work shortage that's going on, that also extends to the cancer center. So, if you're listening one day, and it sounds like you've maybe heard that before, that's because the cancer center held us up. It's not exactly like I can say, oh, come on now. But just a little FYI, just so you know, just a little PSA. Not really even a PSA, just a FYI. Now, for more than a year, prosecutors in the Rittenhouse case have possessed a video taken by a fixed-wing aircraft flown by the FBI, a spy video, above the Kenosha riots. The Rittenhouse defense attorneys only learned of its existence today. And on Tuesday, the public finally got a look, too. Now, it becomes very clear why the prosecution was playing hide the ball with the evidence and why Rittenhouse's defense attorneys were the first to show it in court. Over prosecutorial objections, Judge Bruce Schroeder allowed Rittenhouse's attorneys to use their opening statement, show photos, videos, and yes, the FLIR thermal images of the first of the three shootings the night of August 25th, 2020. That was somewhat of an unusual move, and one that you'll probably see more defense attorneys replicate in the future. And the thermal technology video answers more than a few questions about who started what on the night of August 25th, 2020. The video conflicts with a storyline prosecutors told jurors earlier in the day in opening statements. And this is where it becomes somewhat crucial as far as the defense of Kyle Rittenhouse. They're trying to say that he was the aggressor. They're trying to say that maybe being the aggressor, whoever the aggressor was, doesn't matter because Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15. They're trying to say a whole bunch of things to cover a whole bunch of bases a whole bunch of different ways. Now, during pretrial motions, defense attorneys complained that they'd just been notified of the existence of the FBI thermal imaging video. Prosecutors said they'd given the defense attorneys a heads up in September, about a month before the trial started on November the 1st. If you were to watch the video, this looks like what you see in a war zone video, as pilots with laser-guided munitions attempt to find terrorists on the way, or the way the Border Patrol looks for those white-on-black images of illegal drug mules making their way over the southern border. And unbeknownst to us, the FBI is now using the tool to collect intelligence over riot-ravaged cities like Kenosha. if you want to sit there and say to yourself, it seems unclear to me that this has been used in other cities. I'm sure there's residents in Portland, L.A., and Seattle that sure would like to see them. The video demonstrates fairly clearly that the first person shot that night, Joseph Rosenbaum, appeared to lie in wait for Rittenhouse, hiding behind a car, and that when the teen jogged past the car looking for the burning cars he'd come to put out, the 36-year-old man came up from behind, chased, and lunged at Rittenhouse. It then shows Rittenhouse apparently trapped as Rosenbaum lunges, and that's when the 17-year-old fires four shots in a span of 0.76 seconds, killing Rosenbaum. Prosecution claimed in court that the kill shot was fired into Rosenbaum's back and plans to make this a big point in the state's case. Probably not actually what happened, though. Defense attorneys depicted the chase as a man who had already threatened Rittenhouse's life, wanting to get a hold of the teen's gun. Prosecutors say that Rittenhouse chased Rosenbaum, hoping to somehow start something. Prosecutors didn't answer what that something was, but defense attorneys say Rittenhouse came with a fire extinguisher to put out fires that Rosenbaum had been starting. It also corroborates video showing Rosenbaum's friend Joshua Zeminski firing the first shot that night. Zeminski was positioned and fired the gun in the air behind Rittenhouse as the 17-year-old ran away from Rosenbaum. Just a thought. But if you got a crazy guy chasing you and you hear a gunshot during a riot, you just might be in harm's way. Now, at a point in the video, you see Zeminski holding back a violent Rosenbaum earlier in the evening as he threatened others, and his wife Kelly began screaming for the mob to come and kill Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse sticks around, calls someone, and as the mob calls for his head, runs up the street toward where the cops have blocked the street. That's where he gets jumped and kicked by several others, including the two that he shot. Or, as the prosecutor calls them, the victims. And once again, we have the narrative. We're trying to control the narrative here. The narrative is very important. I don't know why the narrative is very important, because in a court of law, in a trial like this, it's only going to be the jury. It doesn't matter what the public opinion is by the time it makes it into court. And I think this is really where they just can't turn off what they've started. They just can't turn off this need to continue to publicize. I find that interesting in and of itself, but by the same token, I don't get too invested in it, I guess. But I wonder how many other FLIR videos we have. I wonder where they have flown these FLIR missions. I mean, I have a smartphone. I have no illusions. No illusions whatsoever. And apparently I'm just not, like a lot of people, I'm just not worthy of certain attentions. But I have no illusions on the fact that they probably know everything I'm doing. But then when you get out there and you see the video of what you're doing and everything, it takes on this Bourne-esque sort of connotation to it. And at the same time, it turns out to be a very helpful tool to the defense in the Rittenhouse case, because he shouldn't be in court being charged with murder anyway. But I digress. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I'm just all agaga to see where they take this, because as all of these other things come out and get published and get shown and get exhibited and get admitted into evidence, I can just see the prosecutorial case just falling apart at the seams. If it wasn't such a waste of time, it'd be almost amusing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I live in South Carolina, and South Carolina has, most of the spots that I have been to in South Carolina have tried very hard to make this whole COVID nonsense as tolerable as possible. And I do appreciate that. I do. I'm quite shocked that the governor of my state actually turned into this kind of decisive sort of guy. And he stopped falling victim to the media and other politicians. Quite shocked. But sometimes, just sometimes, I wish I lived in Texas. Specifically, the 21st Congressional District, represented by Congressman Chip Roy. Because the other day, and I was just flipping around, I don't watch TV, but I do watch exchanges. You know, when I'm watching the exchanges, I'm trying to get a feel for what the, and, you know, depending on who's editing these, it can look like a completely different thing sometimes. But anyway, the other day I saw Chip Roy completely dismantle Representative Jerry Nadler on the actual meaning and intent of the Second Amendment. And it's worth your time to go look for that if you have a moment. Now, Nadler is a buffoon. As a matter of fact, Nadler should be a, there should be a term used to talk about buffoons. And in this exchange, he seemed only interested in limiting Roy's remarks. But the Texas congressman reminds Nadler and the rest of us that the Second Amendment was not written merely to protect the rights of hunters, and certainly not penned to make the acquisition of firearms easier for those bent on criminal activities, though both may be actual results of the law. No, the Second Amendment was written to guarantee a citizen's God-given right when confronted with tyranny. It's a very simple, simple, simple premise to the amendment. It's not even a thinly veiled truth that for dictators and despots to govern, and more accurately to reign, they must be dealing with a bunch of disarmed sheep. That is a prerequisite. Imagine if any of the nations ruled by tyrants throughout history had possessed an armed populace. My goodness. The sagas of those oppressors would have been short and would have not ended well for the miscreant leaders at all. The Second Amendment is not about hunting season. It's not about going to the range and taking somebody out that doesn't like guns and teaching them about guns and the fellowship and the brotherhood and the sisterhood and all that other stuff. It was written to be a constant reminder to our nation's leaders that any migration from lawful governance towards unlawful tyranny would likely be met with legal armed resistance. For that reason, politicians who disparage gun rights must fall into one of two categories: clueless, misguided fools, or ambitious tyrants. Nadler represents both of those groups. He is an astoundingly arrogant, fork-tongued, biped swamp creature, lacking the common sense to come in out of the rain. Congressman Roy has not always been an ardent defender of Donald Trump. He's a former aide to Senator Ted Cruz, and he was openly against the attempts to decertify the 2020 presidential election, that were often led by his former boss. And he accurately compares his and Cruz's differences to those occasions when Clarence Thomas and the late Antonin Scalia were on different sides of an argument. They may have disagreed on an individual issue, but their mutual respect and affection never waned, and their commitment to conservative themes never wavered. So it was with Roy and Cruz, and hopefully with Roy and Trump. For those of you in Texas in the 21st Congressional District, you have essentially what would boil down for me to be a quintessential conservative. Any politician who will look you in the eye and tell you, "I don't care if you carry a gun." This is a guy who is secure in his patriotism. Patriotism means that he's conservative. That means that he is about about this nation, about the value set of this nation. Most will not get out there and do that. I don't know why they won't. When I talked about this recently, when they had when Lindsey Graham was up for re-election, a lot of Republicans wanted to primary him, and five or six actually did. Nancy Mace being one of them, who's now in Congress. And they all came out, and nobody actually, because they didn't understand what Trumpism was about, which Trumpism primarily, as far as on the campaign trail, it means you say what the, you know, you say, you figure out the pulse of the nation and you talk about that. You don't talk about the issues that everybody else is talking about. You talk about the things that people care about. Right? None of them did that. So none of them separated themselves from the herd. So, as the way it works here in South Carolina, we have an open primary season. You can vote in both if you want to. I think for the guys being primaried, and in the general election, you can only vote once. I think that's the way it works. So Democrats could vote, right? Well, none of the Republicans wanted to do what it took to separate themselves from the herd. They all sounded the same. And as cynical as this is, when you get out there and nobody's out there doing the kind of things like Chip Roy, when you don't get out there and you don't take that stand and show your staunch defense of one of the basic necessary rights, when you don't do that, you sound like the guy you're trying to replace. And if you're trying to replace a guy that has seniority, a lot of people will say, why would I do that? Why would I replace this with the same? And therein lies the problem. And for any of you wanting to run for office, there's the answer to your question. If you want to be successful, you got to win by being different. Ask that guy in New Jersey who beat Steve Sweeney with a $5,153 campaign. Deposed a big, staunch opponent of gun rights in New Jersey. It's a new day in New Jersey. A new day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News. There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
More than a dozen lawmakers are asking President Biden to rescind medals awarded following the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890. Lawmakers wanting Biden to use his executive authority to strip the medals of honor. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Trying to get that throat cleared right before you come on there. It's quite the thing. The primary reason that we find ourselves in our current predicament is that the vast number of credulous and miseducated Americans who, over the past two decades, have blindly pledged their undying allegiance to the current iteration of the Democratic Party. They do it because they've been willingly duped into believing that the political opposition, me and you, conservatives and Republicans, are the personification of evil, and we are hell-bent on transforming the nation into a dystopian nightmare, which is what I thought they were doing. The philosophical underpinnings of the Democrat Party or the falsehoods of its elected members regurgitate are immaterial to their voters as long as this dire threat is personified by Donald Trump in 2020, is vanquished by any and all means possible, including unconstrained voter fraud and manipulation. It was this mindset that was foisted upon this nation on a, as a desiccated fool, Joe Biden got into the White House and a bunch of left-wing ideologues stayed in Congress and, you know, they lost a little bit of power, but they're still there. And today, we exist in, we've never existed this way before. The landscape of America today is littered with innumerable crises that, taken together, have the potential to permanently marginalize and transform the country. And who wants that? Nearly all the current fiascos are deliberately and openly being fomented by the American left. And its wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party, securing the knowledge that once the nation is permanently set on the track of a one-party fascist oligarchy, there's no turning back. Sort of like I don't know, California. And yes, a fascist oligarchy. While mindlessly voting for Democrat candidates, the bulk of these easily exploitable voters do not comprehend that the philosophical underpinning of the American left, and thus the Democrat Party, is a proprietary strain of fascism with its roots in Marxism. Fascism is socialism-Marxism with a veneer of capitalism. Think China. Whereas pure communism advocates the abolishment of all market relations outright, fascism leaves the appearance of market relations while planning all economic activity with favored state-sanctioned unions and corporations. Whereas communism essentially abolishes money and prices, fascism controls the monetary system and, for all intents and purposes, sets price and wages politically. Under fascism, the state, through official agencies, controls all aspects of manufacturing, commerce, finance, and agriculture, even though ownership remains in private hands, and for all practical purposes, near universal government licensing exists, as essentially no economic activity can be undertaken without de facto government permission. Levels of consumption are dictated by the state, and excess income and wealth must be surrendered as taxes. Even in nations like West Germany, when I was stationed in West Germany, if those guys wanted to do something, if they, like people that owned land, they had to have permission of the state to do things, certain things with their land. There are various levels of this kind of stuff in play everywhere. The concept of a corporate state has been a staple of the American left since Franklin Roosevelt, an early admirer of fascism. It was FDR who initiated the National Labor Relations Board to make the federal government the final arbiter in labor issues. Then there's the National Recovery Act, which governed all aspects of manufacturing and commerce, and the Agricultural Adjustment Act introduced central planning to agriculture. Beginning in the 60s, the American left took as their fundamental or foundational tenet rampant anti-Americanism. But as the economic seeds of fascism were already planted and generally accepted by a sizable segment of the populace, it was a short leap, therefore, to become proponents of the economic precepts of one of Marxism's closest cousins. Barack Obama marinated in that stew since his childhood and is chiefly responsible for a hybrid of fascism evolving into the dominant philosophy of the Democrat Party. During his two terms as president, he was successful in advancing the tenets of this distinctive American political movement by adding one important ingredient. Obama orchestrated the confluence of the economic tenet of fascism and the narcissistic anti-Americanism of the 60s with the race-based philosophies and tactics the Nazis used in their rise of power in the 20s and the early 30s. Among the tactics promoted by Obama that he had in common with the Nazis was, one, an obsession with race. The Nazis maliciously and falsely claimed that the supposed inferiority of various racial groups throughout Europe was responsible for all of the theoretical ills of society. Two, identity politics are the promulgation of grievance-riddled policies by government-favored groups against unfavored groups in order to destabilize society. Three, wokeism or cancel culture. The Nazis staged book burnings and incessant public and media intimidation to shut down any person, publication, or institution that did not align with accepted ideology. Number four, the Nazis manipulated a willingly allied German mainstream media to relentlessly regurgitate outright lies, fabrications, and propaganda in order to indoctrinate and deceive the populace. Number five, both the Nazis and the Democrats established a financially beneficial rapport with the corporate class. In Germany, it was the industrialists, and in America, it was Wall Street and Silicon Valley billionaires. Number six, the Nazis mobilized the brown shirts to provoke street riots, property damage, and gratuitous violence in order to intimidate the populace and marginalize the opposition. And finally, number seven. Both the Nazis and the American left fabricated or grossly exaggerated events such as the Reichstag fire in 1933 or January 6, 2021, in order to turn the citizenry against their political opposition. What we got out of the Nazi stuff, out of the Nazi-originated tactics, is the political persecution and jailing without trial of the January 6th defendants charged with simple misdemeanors and the ongoing premeditated abuse of government mandates to exploit the COVID-19 pandemic. Both of these aimed at browbeating the citizenry into meekly accepting a quasi-police state. So, not a whole lot of difference, is there? It's interesting when you look at... I've often said history predicates the future. Sometimes I hate it when I'm right. I just can't stand it. In the furtherance of fascist economic policy or centralized planning and control with a veneer of capitalism, they've also gotten really cozy with the unions and the major corporations in pharmaceuticals, banking, finance, social media, you know, all that other stuff. The purpose of Build Back Better, currently winding its way through Congress, is to expand control over your life by reshaping and permanently putting control of all aspects of the economy in the hands of politicians and bureaucrats, which is fascism. This is what we have in place today. This is what the Democrats keep pushing, keep pursuing. They look at what happened in New Jersey and in Virginia, and they just keep on going. That's who we are up against. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. That should be tighter than that. There's something called COP26. This was the climate summit that they had in Glasgow that Joe Biden and his little gaggle of buddy pals went to. And it was interesting the way they started, because you had these world leaders telling billions of ordinary people to, in effect, do as we say or we'll let you all die. The melodramatic hyperbole knows no bounds. Apparently, we should all be organized as if for war. For the hyper-rich and powerful, the climate change scam is just another opportunity to seize more power and make more money by pretending they're saving us from the emergency of the climate crisis. But only if we do exactly as they say, making them more rich and more powerful, even as us ordinary folks are gradually reduced to being propertyless, powerless serfs in the coming neo-feudalism. Robert Hardman of the Daily Mail, which was one of the very few outlets to actually publish any critical comments on the climate change scam, puts the latest tally of COP26 attendees at over 38,000, with more expected. Meanwhile, the idiot drama queens and their poster child, Greta Thunberg, are taking turns being ridiculous. They dance around the streets in fancy dress, which I didn't know the end of the world could be that much fun. Then are resentfully accusatory and pointlessly disruptive, gluing their faces to motorways in the UK. It is, in an irony, apparently lost on those attending, the conference location in Glasgow, the most deprived city in the UK, is a veritable fortress protected by thousands of security staff, insulating attendees from the grim reality outside. But maybe that's the point. The view outside serves as a grim reminder of how bad things can be allowed to get. And so the useful idiots of climate activism demand even more harsh measures. They believe totally and uncritically in the core message. Their only wish is that they should be among the saved. So their protest is not really a protest at all. It's a masochistic appeal. Save us, but make us suffer. This is how millenarian cults work. The true believers enslave themselves to the cult leaders, who are thus besieged by an army of sacrificial volunteers. But the beliefs are all false. The current global warming is not unprecedented, either in the rate or predicted extent. The supposed correlation between the Earth getting warmer and rising atmospheric CO2 levels is problematic. It doesn't much matter that when CO2 levels were at their highest, humans were not around, because life on the Earth thrived throughout. And we can adapt. There's no evidence, whatever, that there's ever been runaway global warming caused by rising CO2 levels, still less of any mass extinction events as a result. The supposed causal link between atmospheric CO2 and significant rises in global temperature has never been demonstrated, let alone proven, ever. Rises in atmospheric CO2 tend to follow rises in global temperature, not the other way around. They don't cause them. They just come around because the other happened first. Further, there's no evidence that attempts to reduce atmospheric CO2 levels have had any effect whatever. Still less that such interventions would result in a significant lowering of global temperatures. No clear theory that would justify such interventions in any case. The gearing between lowering CO2 and temperature reduction is one of the big unknowns. It's just a theory they think might happen. There's no way of knowing what would be the optimal level of atmospheric CO2 in any case. Plant life, and hence animal life, actually thrives even more when levels are much higher in the atmosphere than at present. Stratigraphic geologic evidence of this is also convincing. And the climate alarmists simply deny that. They're actually the climate deniers. I mean, here we're bringing real science, real proof to them. And they just say, no, this is not the case. It can't be the case. Finally, there's no way of knowing whether it would be possible to hold the climate at the supposed optimal level if it were ever reached. There's climate is a complex, unstable, nonlinear, chaotic system, which is as a result of poorly understood energy flows. Predictions of imminent catastrophe based on statistical modeling have been consistently wrong these past 30 years. Modeling is not science. Despite claims to the contrary, statistical predictions are one thing. The detailed outcomes are quite another. And with all scientific predictions, the details really do matter. And so does the data. There is a real poverty of data driving all this climate alarmism. There are only 40 years of satellite data to work from, and it's notoriously difficult to interpret due to the temperature of the atmosphere distorting infrared readings, supposedly on the surface. Accurate surface temperature recordings only began in the 17th century with the invention of the thermometer. And systematic measurements only started in the late 19th century, and then only in a few locations. So we don't have a lot to work with. Only a century or so of partial data. And even that's been tampered with. The climate alarmist scientists claim that this is enough to predict the imminent end of the world, but it isn't. In logical terms, their arguments are not only invalid, but preposterously unsound. This planet's been around for hundreds of millions of years, and life has been around for many millions of years, and the climate has been constantly changing all that time from very hot to very cold, long before we appeared and started emitting CO2. And life on Earth is still here and doing very well. We're now undergoing a little natural climate warming that we can adapt to, as humans have done very successfully in the past. And apart from temperature recordings, there is the stratigraphic, once again, geologic evidence and the polar ice cores and the tree growth ring records. And all of this is indirect evidence and must be interpreted, which means that as with any scientific hypothesis, assumptions must be selected and then tested. Tested. But no testing of the assumptions of the climate alarmist science is now possible, because the dissidents have mostly been fired or driven out of their jobs or denied a public platform for debate. Academia is now in full climate alarmist mode. It's an ideology. It's a religion. It's a cult. It's not legitimate science. And the only thing we know for sure is that the current very slight gradual warming trend is occurring against a backdrop of a longer-term cooling trend over the past 250,000 years. And there have been constant brief upticks and downticks in climate which ride the longer-term trends. The feature of the catastrophic anthropogenic global warming hypothesis, which discredits beyond any doubt, is that since the planet has gone through much higher levels of atmospheric CO2 in the past and much higher surface temperatures, and there has been no runaway global warming resulting in a catastrophe, If the hypothesis were to hold true, and CO2 emitted from human activity must have different causal properties from that emitted from non-human activity. Which is quite the leap. That's a leap of faith. I mean, it's never been demonstrated, and it is clearly impossible. This lapse in logic renders climate alarmism an exercise in self-defense, self-deception, which means they're deluded. Climate alarmist scientists have turned confirmation bias into the boom industry. And they have cynical manipulation by the rich and the powerful, or ignorant, gullible stupidity, which are the useful idiots. And the truth is, they're all on the same side. So it has become secular, millenarian. They become a secular, millenarian cult. With no sign it will dissipate soon, because it suits the hyper-rich and the powerful elites for things to be this way right now. But there is a problem. It doesn't, you know. How many times have we heard that in 10 years we're going to be, well, I mean, right now, according to AOC, the clock is ticking, and soon we're going to be that great big ball of fire that Johnny Cash was talking about. And what happens when that doesn't actually happen that way? Because it won't. It will not happen that way. We're not going to have that kind of a occurrence. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.